dances, please. The dance is about to begin.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed, especially being here in America, is that people think that they can buy you. You know, we talk about slavery into the 1865. No. Don't be so fooled by that. Don't even if you believe that, go read a book and let's talk about how slavery changed its name and its face. It put some makeup on and it made itself look prettier. That way it could go undetected, but it still lived within America. But that type of culture in which the buying and selling of people of color remains. 2021. Let's bring it to current times. And then maybe I'll go into a personal story. Let's see how this works out. 2021. On Monday, we celebrated Memorial Day here in the United States. Memorial Day is a celebration in which we honor those who have served in the military that have sacrificed their lives for the betterment of this nation. Also on Memorial Day, the world received the news that the number two women's tennis player in the world, Naomi Osaka, was withdrawing from the French Open. Now listen, I love my basketball, I love baseball, I love football. Let me tell you something, I'm also a huge tennis fan. I am 36 years old. I remember as a child watching Steffi Graf, watching Monica Seles, watching Pete Sampras. I loved Pete Sampras. I remember when the Williams sisters first stepped on the scene, I used to tape. I used to tape. I had some blank tapes and I would tape their matches because I knew they were history. I knew they were making history. As a black child, as a black adolescent, as a black teenager, as a black adult, I don't miss their matches. If they're on TV and I can make it there, I'm going to make it there. I did a podcast, I think about a year ago, just an episode that honored the Williams sisters, because to me, they are black royalty. They mean so much to the culture. And so I love tennis. I watch tennis. I watch the French Open. I watch all the majors. I watch it. And I've been following and rooting for Naomi Osaka. She is a black woman who also has Japanese heritage. She is representing the country of Japan when she plays, but she's a black woman. Her story, the fact that she's multicultural, the fact that she is a great and talented tennis player, the fact that she stood up in the U.S. Open and she vocalized the treatment, how law enforcement has treated black lives. Man, at such a young age, I admire her play and I admire her courage. Y'all, when Serena loses, I have a bad Sunday. She loses in a Grand Slam final or semifinal, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to see it. It ruins my day. But Naomi Osaka has beaten Serena a couple times, and let me be honest, I don't mind it. Because she's the new face. She is the new face of tennis. She is the it girl. She has the look. She has the game. She has the voice. She has the intelligence. She has the total package. And corporations saw that. Tennis saw that. Serena, who has dominated this game for years, she is still the face, but Naomi is the up and comer. She is the new Serena. She is embraced so much more than Serena ever was, than what Venus ever was. Naomi is probably received the attention that Serena always should have. And yet, she withdrew from the French Open, citing her mental health. Earlier in the week, she said that she wasn't going to do any press conferences after matches, before matches, because it was a drain upon her mental health. That she wanted to be focused in the matches and that she didn't want to have to sacrifice her mental health, her focus, to talk to reporters. She just wanted to be locked in to do what she came to do, which was to win the tournament. Now, the establishment did not like what she said. The establishment, the officials from all four tennis majors, the US Open, Wimbledon, the French Open, and the Aussie Open, they all decided to partner up and threaten Naomi with fines and with expulsion from tournament play. Now, before we get to all that, let me tell you what the French Open told her. They said, well, you have to do this or you will be fined $15,000. Now, I don't know. I'm not in Naomi's pockets, but I can tell you she's won a lot. And I can also tell you that 15 stacks, yo, that would hit me hard, but it's not going to hit Naomi hard. But when people feel like they can buy you, when people feel like they can throw some money at you or take some money from you, when they feel like you are for sale, when they believe that, they think they hold the power. They expected Naomi to be like, you know what? I don't want to miss $15,000. Therefore, I'll show up to the press conference. I'll do what you say because I don't want you to take my money. But y'all, it's Naomi. It's Naomi Osaka. It is someone who has stood up to tennis authorities before. I'm sure they weren't applauding when she was talking about Black Lives Matters and wearing the names of Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery. I'm sure they weren't applauding, but she was the it girl. They couldn't really say much. She was the it girl. There was too much money. There was too much that she had. She was winning tournaments and smiling, and they didn't want to mess with Naomi then. But now is their time to pick at Naomi Osaka. When she said that she still wasn't going to speak to the media, and essentially she said that $15,000 is not the cost of my mental health. My mental health is worth more than $15,000. That's when the four major tennis tournaments banded together and threatened her with expulsion from matches and from the tournaments. Y'all keep in mind, she's the number two women's player in the game. She is the face of, she is the next generation of women's tennis. She is the face of women's tennis. Probably more so than Serena at this point. Serena's a legend. Naomi is the now. When these tournaments came together and said, we are going to expel you from matches if you do not speak to the media. Now, how did they get that far? At first, she said it was just for the French Open. Now, all of a sudden, all four tournaments that are played throughout the year, she hasn't been to US Open. Wimbledon's coming up. Actually, I think it may be canceled. I need to check on that. But she's only at the French Open. Why are they threatening her for something that she hasn't done to them? Because this is what happens when the dominant class feels attacked. If you attack, if they feel threatened, that's what it is, not attacked. They feel attacked, but when they feel threatened, when they feel as if their authority is threatened, then it's not just coming against one of them, it's coming against the whole establishment. And when you come against the establishment, you must be disciplined. You must be put in your place. You must get on your knees. I got to get to that phrase a little bit later. Perhaps I will. Let's see how this goes. Naomi Osaka was threatened with expulsion from the four major tennis tournaments. And so let me bring this also to you. When they say that you can't, that we're going to expel you from the matches or you won't be allowed into the tournament, what they're saying is that we're going to take your money because Naomi makes her money by winning tournaments. Naomi creates her income by winning matches. Naomi increases her celebrity by playing the game of tennis. And so when they said that you can't play tennis here, what they're saying, what they said, and what they believed they were doing was they were taking her livelihood. Yeah. Yeah. In Friday, Big Worm said to Smokey, you know, playing with my money is like playing with my emotions. The WTA was playing with Naomi Osaka's money because they wanted to break her. Much like what has happened in America over the course of hundreds of years. When a person of color who was enslaved would fight back, what they would do, they would break that man, that woman, or that child. They will break them in front, in the public's eye. There have been stories about men being beaten, sexually assaulted, women being sexually assaulted and raped in front of the families, children being sexually assaulted and raped and beaten and bloodied and killed, and all in front of the public, all in front of their families. And they did that. The slave masters did that to teach everyone a lesson of power. You don't own us, we own you. You don't own the property, we own the property. You are our property. The WTA, their eyes and their heart of hearts, I believe that they own Naomi Osaka because she may be the face of tennis. She may be the number two player in the world. They may love what she does for the game. But listen, she's still a black woman. She's still a black woman, and in the eyes of the establishment, she could still be bought because she is still property. They wanted to break Naomi Osaka. After they said that she can't play in tournaments, that her money was going to be funny if she didn't speak to the media, they expected her to come running back. They expected her to comply. They expected her to give in. They expected that she could be bought. Instead, Naomi Osaka on Monday said, after she won her first round match, mind you, she told the world that she was withdrawing from the tournament, citing her mental health. The same thing she said early in the week, she stuck with. She said that she's been battling depression for the last couple of years and that she's really been struggling with it. And that this tournament, her chase for the records, her money, none of that was worth more than her investment into her own self. When I read that she was withdrawing from the tournament, part of me was like, good job, Naomi. You stuck to your guns. And part of me was hurt. Because I know what it's like when people think that they can buy you with money. When people think that you are for sale. As a black man in America, I know what it's like. I've had people tell me that that the establishment wants to see me on my knees, that I need to be humbled. Same thing they think about Naomi Osaka. The moment you stand up for yourself, all of a sudden you need to be humbled. When you speak your mind intelligently, when the establishment becomes fearful, when their own intelligence is threatened, all of a sudden you need to be humbled. And if we aren't humbled, we will be made an example out of. I've had plenty of people in the past couple of years tell me that I'm too arrogant, that I need to be quiet, that I'm always stirring something up, that I'm always fighting for something. Aaron, don't you get tired of fighting? Truth be told, I do. I do. And as I tell them, do you think I want to fight? I wouldn't fight if you didn't fight me. Naomi Osaka was tired. Naomi Osaka is mentally worn down. Naomi Osaka made the choice to fight for her mental health, invest in herself. Naomi Osaka made the choice, made the decision that she couldn't be bought. There's no price tag for her mental health. She said in her statement that she is taking some time away from the game to work on herself, to build up her mental health. And that, quite frankly, there will be a time where she returns, but she will return when she wants to, when she's able to. She'll return to play the game that she loves. She won't return because tennis is trying to be funny with her money. She knows that her true wealth is within self. Her true wealth is in her health. She knows that happiness can't be bought. And that her soul, her spirit, her body, her mind is not for sale. Naomi, I hope that you take this time and that you enjoy this time and that you're not losing anything in this time. Forget about the money. Forget about the pressure. You were gaining so much by being willing to stand and fight for your mental health. You are an example of what so many people should do, but they're afraid to. But when we see people like Naomi stand up and say no, and mean no, it gives the world courage to tell the establishment, to tell those who think that they can buy you, I'm not for sale. My no means no. And my yeses mean yes. I think in this sense, Naomi may have, she won't win the tournament. She won't win the French Open. But I can tell you that she hasn't lost a match. Game, set, match to the winner, Naomi Osaka. The loser, the Women's Tennis Association. Stop being funny with her money. She's not for sale.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The journey is over.